We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, so what a revelation we had last night. Not only did we hear that Michael Jordan did not have the flu, that it was food poisoning, and if you've read a lot about Michael Jordan over the years, I've read articles that speculated that it may have been food poisoning, but what I never heard before was the assertion by Michael Jordan's trainer that he was poisoned purposely when five guys, not five guys burgers, not the chain, but five individual men had to deliver one pizza to Michael Jordan. Tim Grover, his personal trainer, why did they say Michael Jordan was ordering the pizza? Why would they ever do that? And then why would he give Michael Jordan that pizza? And how did they allegedly spoil said pizza? Rob Brown on the Rob Brown Show on this station thinks it's all a hoax, thinks Michael Jordan had a hangover. Let's hear from Michael from last night and Michael's camp.
A couple security guys.
The night before the game, we're all in Michael's room hanging out.
But it's like 10:30 at night. I'm hungry.
No room service. Michael gets hungry. So we're calling all these different places. George and I are looking around. We find one pizza place open. One. So we ordered a pizza. And when the pizza came, there was four or five guys outside the door. Five guys delivering one pizza. You know, it's very rare you get five delivery guys from, you know, the pizza place to bring you your pizza. And they're all trying to look in, and, you know, everybody knew it was mine. So I take the pizza, I pay them, and I put this pizza down, and I said, I got a bad feeling about this.
I eat the pizza all by myself. Nobody likes eat the pizza. I wake up about 2:30, throwing up left and right.
3:00 in the morning, get a call, get to the room right now. Get into him. He's literally curled up in a ball, shaking. This man, find a team now.
So I really went to the flu game. That was it.
So is this a true story or is it made up? Is it completely conjured? Well, I'll tell you what I did today. I called five different Salt Lake City pizza parlors trying to get a pizza parlor on the line with me to explain how that may have happened. I struck out, but I ended up getting somebody better. His name is Austin Horton. He is the executive producer of the Zone Sports Network. Lonzo, his backdrop photo on Twitter is the dump button, which you know from our show all too well. Austin Horton joins us right now on the line. Austin, appreciate you making the time, pal. How are you doing?
Mark, the pleasure is all mine. Thanks. What, did you have pizza for lunch? Just curious what you guys are having out there today. I
absolutely had pizza for lunch, and what do you know? I'm starting to feel ill. I'm going to need you two guys to handle the rest of the show for me today, okay?
Yeah. You got to watch out for those olives. We're famous for the botulism olives out here on our pizza.
Austin Horton joining us on the show. Lonzo reunited with a fellow executive producer here from Salt Lake City. So, Austin, what did you know? Were you in Salt Lake City during that NBA Finals way back when?
Yes, sir. Now, I was just a youngster. I think I was probably 12, 13 years old at the time. And that's all anyone knew at that time in Salt Lake City and Utah and the surrounding mountain areas was Utah Jazz basketball. I mean, when you're in the finals 2 years in a row against Michael Jordan and the Chicago Bulls, that's all you knew. And so the flu game, of course, being the first series against the Chicago Bulls in here in Utah. At the time, I'm just a youngster. I just think he's sick. I don't really understand it. And But as time progresses, I go to college, I get into the radio business, you hear the lores, you hear the legends, and then Tim Grover talked about it a couple of years back, and now it all comes out on the Last Dance Michael Jordan commercial machine, I mean documentary. So I knew about it, but it's been years of learning about it since I was a kid just then.
You know, it's fascinating to me. So there were certainly the bomb drop last night that they believe there was an intentional poisoning there. I saw a post that had got a few thousand votes. 64% believe the story is conjured up. My broadcast partner, Noon to Three, Rob Brown, feels the story was conjured up. I am not one to say conspiracy theorist, and as a huge Jordan fan, as of this moment, Austin, I'm believing him. What is your take on the actual story that he was delivered a pizza that may have been purposely tampered with?
Well, first of all, I think we need to look in to see whether or not the Jordan brand has stock in, like, DiGiorno's and wants to take out pizza delivery all over. First of all, that'd be where I'd look first. But, you know, you talked about it a little bit in your lead into the segment. A, how did anybody know that this pizza was destined for Michael Jordan? We saw in this docuseries, time and again, he never used his name. His name was never listed on the hotel directory. He couldn't call up the Marriott front desk in any NBA city and say, hey, Michael Jordan's room, please. Yes, sir, right away, let me send you there. And if Tim Grover or whoever is with him, they're going to pay for the pizza. They're going to put it on their Visa, or they're going to charge it to a team card. It's not going to be Michael Jordan's Visa that gets charged for this. So, A, how did they know it was MJ's pizza? Two, if they did know it was MJ's pizza, Mark, did they have a plan already in place for this? Had they planned just in case someday that Michael Jordan ordered a pizza during the finals against the Utah Jazz, so they had a exact measured out a bit of arsenic from some scientist somewhere that said, well, back up that arsenic just a bit. You don't want to kill him. You just want to make him sick. Timmy, you got the flu. Come lick this pepperoni. You don't know. How do you know how much to poison him? And second, and thirdly, I should say, if Tim Grover opens the door and sees five guys snickering and covering their mouths and elbowing each other, oh, here's MJ's pizza, why in God's name is he taking that pizza to his number one client, who his number one job in life is to make sure that client is healthy and at the top of his health game, and saying, here, Michael, I don't feel good about this, but go ahead and chow down. No, this is all complete garbage, but fiction is stranger than truth, and often that's what sells documentaries, shoes, newspapers. It's a fun lore, but there's no way that it's true, Mark.
I'll tell you what, Stranger Than Fiction is actually my favorite Will Ferrell movie. Just a little movie recommendation there. So your theory, and by the way, DiGiorno, you mentioned it, capitalized on this with a tweet last night that went viral. They said delivery pizza, go figure, right?
I mean, I didn't even see that. That's right, yeah.
They played that to a T absolutely perfectly. So, Austin, what is your best guess as to why Jordan was sick? Because they're saying he did not have the flu. Are you going to say he drank, or what's your theory?
Well, and I'll tell you my theory here, but first and foremost, it really does not matter to me if it was the flu, if it was that he was poisoned, if it was that he was hungover. It was still just one of those phenomenal legendary games to go out there, no matter why you're sick, and put up 38, 7, 5, and 3, and a block. It's the flu game, it's the poison game, it's the hungover game, it doesn't matter to me. My best guess is that Michael Jordan and posse were somewhere doing something they weren't supposed to be doing. Did not want that out, did not want the truth to be known, and decided to conjure up this story between at least three of them that were on the show last night, that it was a pizza situation. Sure, if you want that to be the case, fine. But to me, it does not matter if he was drunk, if he was sick, or if he was, dying on the court. He still performed as he did that game, and he deserves every accolade and recognition for that game's performance, regardless of why he was sick. But it's laughable. The Young and the Restless, Mark, would hear this idea in a writing room and kick the guy out and say, that's over the top even for us to say that they poisoned a pizza, so get out of here.
You know what? I mean, it's just so, you know, like the game is, will go down in the lore of the NBA no matter what, so you wonder You know what? You know, again, this points me more towards the truth theory. But why couldn't they just be honest about what's going on? You know, Jordan wasn't a drug user, so maybe he just had too much to drink. I have no idea. But Austin, I do want to ask you, why do you think nationwide that Utah Jazz team was hated so much? Everybody that I talked to, and I've only been to Utah on vacation, but everybody that I've talked to, like that was their most annoying team of that era. Why do you think the hate for that team that never won the championship?
I'll say it's the same reason why everyone out here hates Michael Jordan and the Chicago Bulls. You hate the greatness. You hate it. You hate losing to guys who you don't think you should lose to. Karl Malone and John Stockton, as we even saw in last night's episodes, Michael Jordan talked about this in that show, they ran the same play 9, 10, 11 times in a row and beat people with that play 9, 10, 11 times in a row. And that's frustrating as a player, as a coach, as a fan, as a broadcaster. That's what causes you to dislike people, is when you go up against someone who you think you should be better than, you should be able to execute better against the pick and roll that you've seen 9 times in a row, and yet they succeed on that 10th and 11th time. That's why you dislike them. That's my theory anyway. We hate MJ and the Bulls out here because they ruined our childhood. We should have had at least one NBA Finals championship out here. We don't because of Michael Jordan. Therefore, we hate the greatness. That's my theory anyway.
Do you think in today's era that it is possible to win an NBA championship in a market like Utah, knowing that they really have to do a great job building something organically? It's never going to be the marquee choice of a top free agent. Is it possible to go all the way there?
Possible, yes. Probable. I think we can all look at the odds and think, well, it's probably not probable. It's not likely, but it's possible, sure. It's so important. In a small market, which we are a small market, obviously, out here in Utah and Salt Lake City, every single decision you make, from what equipment manager you hire to who your general manager is, has to be a home run in order to win a championship. And that's a lot to put on, to not have any mistakes, to not have any mishires, any misdrafts. Now, they hit one out of the park with Donovan Mitchell. And, yeah. In your neck of the woods, you guys had a chance to get him. MJ said he liked Malik Monk better. They went with Monk. Could have had Donovan Mitchell. The Knicks, I know, are bemoaning the fact they don't have Donovan Mitchell. You have to have premier talent in the prime of their career before they have a chance to leave in order to win a championship in Utah. Do I think that it's probable? No. Is it possible? Absolutely. The Spurs ran 5 championships together in a quote-unquote small market themselves. They copied the Jazz from the mid-90s. They got their 5 titles. The Jazz are now trying to recopy the Spurs and turn that same magic in here in Salt Lake City. Time will tell. It's tough. It's near impossible, but it's not impossible. It is possible.
Austin, my impression of people from Utah my entire life, and I lived in nearby Colorado for about a year and a half, was always just that people in Colorado, incredibly nice, friendly, kind, warm. Hospitality is first and foremost of importance there. That was always my impression of Utah fans. But watching this documentary, hearing some experts in and around the NBA describe that Indiana and Utah were two of the most hostile places opposing people could play, and then seeing Jordan's kids saying that they weren't even allowed to go to the game in Utah, was I off on that? Are the Utah fans overly harsh? And if so, why?
I don't believe we are. I think you're going to have a handful of idiots in any crowd in America or around the world that you can find and point to and say, oh, that's everyone there is like that. I disagree. I think that especially in the mid-90s, late 90s, the time you were seeing, there was not a lot going on out here. You had Utah and BYU football. Utah football was not as good as you know it to be now. BYU football was the preeminent program in the state. Utah men's basketball was really good, as they lost to Kentucky, as you know, in the final, in the championship game. And the Utah Jazz united everybody. Those were the only 3 things going on at the time in Utah. That was it. And so when you have the number one draw of your pastime, your hobby, you eat and you breathe and you sleep, Utah Jazz basketball, and they're one of the best teams in the league's history for 2 years in a row, technically three. They probably could have won that lockout shortened season as well. But then you throw everything you have, every passion you have into it. You throw caution to the wind sometimes, and you get crazy and you get rowdy, and you hope that you don't cross the line, and you plan to not cross the line. But, Mark, any crowd that you get into, you know what group mentality does. You know what groupthink is. Any crowd that you get in America, you will find a handful of people that do cross lines. And that's a shame, and it should be stopped. And I'm really, really impressed with how the entirety of sports, professional sports, is cracking down on bad behavior by fans. Because you should be able to go out there and yell and scream and have a good time and try to affect an opponent's player, or opponent's play, I should say, without having to cross personal, racial, religious, whatever else, fill in the blank lines. You shouldn't have to cross those to try and give your team an advantage. But if Michael Jordan calls up your pizza shop and says, hey, I need a pizza, then go ahead and poison them. That's fine by me. I don't see any problem with that.
I'll tell you guys what. I'm not sure. I'm still unsure as to whether the advent of social media is a net positive or net negative for society. But today, it's a net positive for me because it connected me in really short order to Austin Horton, who was oh so kind to be willing to come on the show on short notice. He is the executive producer of the Zone Sports Network in Salt Lake City, Utah. Austin, really, really appreciate your firsthand accounts of what was, in my opinion, the golden age of NBA basketball. Thank you so much for joining us.
Mark, Lonzo, you guys are the best. Thank you so much. Have a great day and enjoy your pizzas.
Yes, yes, sir.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Austin Horton, Salt Lake City. Funny guy, Lotso. Funny guy. I don't know. He's got his theories, too. He's got his theories about what happened with the pizza, and we need to tackle that on the flip side of this because I seem to be the only one on one particular side here. That's next. This is Offsides right here on ESPN Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.